Providers of general care for the developmentally disabled are opposing a plan from the State Department of Public Health and Human Services to alter an increase in raises. The Montana legislature gave funding for an additional 2% in raises each of the next 2 years for most providers of Medicaid in the state. However, lawmakers singled out providers of services for the developmentally disabled for a 4% increase. DPHHS Director Richard Opper says his department wants to explore some different ways to distribute those extra funds. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says the providers receiving the increases are not happy about the proposal.
Department of Public Health and Human Services Director Richard Opper wants to make something clear. The 4% raises going to providers of services to the developmentally disabled, that money will be going to those providers.
It was never my intention to either withhold any of this increase or take some of that money for the increase out and divert it to other uses in the department.
The department has received a large amount of public comment against the proposal from the providers, and Opper says he's worried some may have that misperception. He is pitching, however, to take the extra 2% given to these developmental service providers and possibly distribute it based on performance. More successful institutions would receive greater raises, maybe more than 4%, less successful ones, maybe less than 4%.
So if a provider were to come to us with a more creative way to distribute services that was more efficient, more effective, more cost-effective, I think that kind of innovation needs to be rewarded.
Opper says he doesn't yet have any specifics for what these performance metrics will be, and he says that's appropriate since he says the department should negotiate those metrics with the providers themselves. CEO of the Montana Developmental Service Corporation, Fran Sadowski, points out the new rates go into effect on the 1st of July.
There has not been any outreach, and so if that's his intent, when is it going to happen?
She is asking the public to contact DPHHS opposing the changes in these raises. She says developmental service providers have not received a rate increase since 2009.
We're not getting rich on this kind of increase. We're not trying to fill our coffers. Some folks are just trying to stay afloat.
She says the disabled patients in facilities like hers often require 24-hour care. If those places shut down, the patient may end up on the streets, in a nursing home, or at the Montana Developmental Center, the state's institution in Boulder. And this leads to a problem that DPHHS Director Opper does have with the extra 2% in raises. That money comes from the funding for MDC in Boulder. It cuts that institution's budget by 10%. Opper says that's inappropriate.
I'm worried about the budget cuts to that particular facility and our ability to continue to protect public health and safety of both the staff and the residents there.
Some of the disabled residents living at MDC are there because they are violent. Helena Democratic Senator Mary Cafaro led the effort to move that funding away from MDC and to local developmental service providers. She says many of the residents in MDC are ready to move out into the care of those providers.
If you downsize and cut an institution in half and have a commitment, a true and honest commitment for people to be in the community, then you won't fill the institution back up. You'll continue to bolster the community providers and make sure that people can live in the community.
As for the idea of making part of those 4% provider increases based on performance, she says that is not what the legislature gave authority for in providing the funding.
There was nothing in the language about distribution options. There are no options. And it would be wonderful if the executive would respect the legislature and follow legislative intent.
DPHHS Director Opper says the department still wants to negotiate on the proposal, and he adds the general, across-the-board 4% increases each of the next 2 years are still on the table. Ultimately, though, the decision is up to the department. The public comment period on the proposal lasts until May 30th. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.